London, 1962. At a party in a bedsit just off Gower Street, a young woman stood alone at the window, her elbows pinned to her sides in an attempt to hide the dark flowers of perspiration blossoming at the armholes of her dress. The forecast had been for a break in the week-long heatwave, but all day the promised rain had held off. Now, the soupy air was crackling with imminent brightness, and pigeons had begun to huddle peevishly on window ledges. Silhouetted against the heavy violet sky, the Bloomsbury rooftops had the unreal one-dimensional look of pasted-on figures in a collage. The Midnight Visitor. At the end of the hallway, Aveline could see strange shadows leaping around the walls as her aunt explored the kitchen. "The good news is the heating appears to be working," she called out. "Well, at least we'll be warm," Aveline's mum said, seeming a little apprehensive herself. "That's the spirit, Susan," Aunt Lillian called back. "Come and give me a hand, will you? I need a volunteer for potato peeling duties." Aveline's mum rolled her eyes. "I can't believe she bought a bag of groceries with her on the train," she whispered. "Hasn't she ever heard of takeaways?" Aveline watched her mum go. She seemed stressed, which was understandable, given the circumstances. She was glad to hear the heating was working, though, because it was uncomfortably cold. Friday, the 21st of January. Ugh, and now I have actually drooled on the page. Maybe if I give the drool a face, it'll look less disgusting. Why do I ramble so much? One minute, I'm giving you an update on my life, and the next, I'm banging on about Nigel the blob of drool. What were we even talking about again? Oh yeah, dreamy Daniel. He's so nice. I might need you to occasionally shout, "Get a grip, Lottie," if I start going on about him too much. Promise? I'll pretend you said yes. Thank you.